I want to thank Father Kevin for the invitation here. As he mentioned, I am the director of vocations. That means I have overnight, I had 10 sons that I needed to care for the next 7 years all the way through ordination. And there's a new office called the Office of Evangelization, which doesn't really have a definition, but to proclaim the gospel. So my hair will look like... Well, actually, your hair looks pretty good. my hair will look like my dad's, which is all white, maybe in a couple of years. So I want to thank Father Kevin for his great work of evangelization here in the parish of St. Lucie's. Certainly what he has done with faith formation and other works has been a great example for the rest of the diocese. Several years ago, there was an advertisement on not to smoke. And I don't smoke, but I don't know if it was necessarily because of this ad, but really what it was this model, a beautiful model, but they said, this is what your lungs look like after 30 years. And she was all disfigured and just cut up, and it was just not a good scene. And perhaps this is an image of a leper. Leprosy, Hansen's disease. This is a bacteria that desensitizes your nerves on your skin so you can't feel whether or not there's anything wrong. And once it desensitizes, it starts eating it up so that in advanced Hansen's disease, when not treated, your flesh starts to fall off. Pretty nasty. Good thing we've already eaten dinner already. Your hands, your arms, even your flesh of your face start to fall off. This is not a good thing to have, and praise God for antibiotics. But for a time in which they didn't have antibiotics, they had the law. The law which clearly said if you have leprosy, you're supposed to be far away. This was their advertisement, in a sense, for you not to get close to lepers. And lepers were supposed to announce their arrival, to yell at the top of their lungs, unclean, unclean, essentially get away. This is the sense in the first reading that it's very clear where lepers stood in a society, out there in the fringes. We don't want you to be part of us because there's a great fear that if you come too close, and if you touch us, that we too might get sick, which is why the bishop said no touching hands during the sign of peace during the flu season. There's a fear that we might all get sick. And so when Jesus Christ comes on the scene and the leper presents himself, everyone is aghast that clearly this is against protocol, that Jesus not only talks to him, but rather reaches out his hands and touches him. And the expectation is that the leprosy would pass on from the leper to Christ himself. Christ, on the other hand, flips this whole order around, where disorder does not continue, where sickness is not passed on, where the darkness stops in him. This is the third consecutive healing in as many weeks, where Jesus comes into the synagogue and he casts out the demon. Where last week, Jesus enters the house of Peter and heals his mother-in-law. Sickness, death, evil, Satan, none of that has any impact on Christ, but rather he flips it around. What is the leprosy of today? We have an antidote for pretty much every illness of Hansen's disease. There's antibacterial that you can use, and it's not a problem. The leprosy of today is the leprosy of the soul, in which there is a desensitization of the heart to others, to ourselves, and ultimately we buy into some of the lies that come in there. that deform us. Friends, we are about to embark this week on a 40-day period where you catechumens are looking into your lives to see where is the leprosy, where is that illness of your soul, and you desire to be encountered by Christ. You catechumens are the example of all of us, that we too ought to look within us and to see where is it that we are weak. Where is it that there is deterioration of relationships? Where is it that there is a hardness of heart that maybe we've been carrying for years? And where is it that we want Christ to encounter us? In a couple weeks, all Catholic churches of the Diocese of San Jose, every single Catholic church in the county of Santa Clara will be opened on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m., in a campaign called The Light Is On For You. And essentially what that is, it's an open door for anyone who is carrying the leprosy of the soul. Any burdens, any illnesses of the soul that you have been burdened with, or people that you know, that you might invite them or you yourself might come to be relieved, to be encountered by Christ. As a vocations director, I get to work with, as I mentioned, 10 young men. And without fail, all these 10 have encountered the Lord in their lives. Robain Lamba is a Cameroon 26-year-old. When you meet him, you will smile. He is full of joy, and yet not always. He came to the United States to seek a better life. He desired to get ahead and did. In technology here in the South Bay, he worked for AT&T and made a lot of money, supported his family. And yet while working for the poor and the incarcerated here in the county of Santa Clara, something changed in him. That the poverty that he saw out there, he noticed in here. And when he noticed that, he opened himself up to the Lord and had a genuine encounter. The Lord did amazing healing in his life, so much so that he decided to give up his very lucrative career. And the bishop and I talked with him. He was making great money to support his family. And we tried to convince him to be sure that you wanted to do this. His family noticed a difference in Robain. And his family encouraged Robain to pursue this next call. Friends, when we're healed, when we're encountered by Christ, when the leprosy of the soul is healed, we become evangelizers. We don't identify with our weakness anymore. We don't identify with the darkness or the heaviness of heart or the burdens that we have been carrying. We don't look at ourselves in the mirror and say, I'm a failure or I'm weak. We don't, as the gospel says, he was a leper when he met the Lord, and after he was healed, he was a man who shared freely. His whole identity changed based on this encounter with the Lord, as with Robain, as with every single one who comes and encounters Jesus Christ here in the Eucharist, as with everyone who encounters the healing power of the sacrament of reconciliation. Friends, when you invite the Lord to touch you, you will be healed, you will be set free, you will become evangelizers. This is what happens in the gospel. Jesus touches the heart. He touches the exact place where he is invited to come into. The leper asks one simple question. If you will it, you can make me clean. Why is it then that we don't will it? I have worked with so many others who have dealt with very serious things in their life, hurts and wounds, many of whom do not forgive for very valid reasons. But the one reason why they forgive is because they're not free. And ultimately, when they present that to the Lord and they say, if you will it, Lord, you can heal me, there is great freedom. They become evangelizers. I would propose to you that you do not leave this liturgy, this encounter with the Lord, without looking at some area of your heart to present to the Lord with the bread and the wine to be touched by Christ. If Christ can convert that simple bread and cheap, not so cheap wine, oh, you guys use good stuff here, okay, some decent wine, if that decent wine and that bread can be converted into the body and blood of Jesus Christ, do you not think that Christ has a power to heal that area of leprosy, that area of weakness in our own hearts? Friends, look at the vocation poster. There are just 10 of them who have been touched and have become and committed evangelizers. You catechumens have been touched by some area of your life, and this is your decision now to follow the Lord. We have an opportunity right now, in this moment, to let Jesus Christ touch that area of your life, to transform it, to heal it, to give it life, so that when you walk out of here, there is joy. And when you have joy, friends, you're like Robain. When people see Robain, they just smile because he is full of the Lord, having encountered him. The second thing that I would propose to you is to relook your annual diocesan appeal. Now, Father Kevin did not tell me to say this. I say it on my accord. The annual diocesan appeal is not an obligation. The annual diocesan appeal is not a simple ask for money. The annual diocesan appeal is your being healed and convicted by that healing and your desire to spread that in every corner of the county of Santa Clara. I am limited by the ADA as to how many Robains I can let in. I am limited by the ADA on how many campaigns like The Light Is On for You I can do. I am limited by the ADA, not just my office, but every other office in the central offices whose commitment is to spread that gospel. We are limited. I encourage you, if you haven't already, to prayerfully reconsider the annual diocesan appeal as your part in extending that invitation. This man went away from the encounter with the Lord and sharing freely, the gospel says. So much so that Jesus couldn't enter freely into the towns that were nearby. And if that only were the case, that Jesus Christ and the name of Jesus and the healing of Jesus and the stories of healing could reach every single part of this county. We have an opportunity in this moment to be encountered by Christ, to be healed by Christ. Do not let this opportunity pass you by. Jesus Christ asks you, do you will it? Do you wish to be made clean? Do you want to be made whole again? Come then, as all of us come in contact with the living Christ who desires our healing.